Shalom Denny, Shalom Denny.
Page Kof Ches. Page Kof Ches. I gave some siddur. Yeah, take some siddur. We're going to just, might even just enough to translate. Just to translate. Have a siddur. Get some more. Should we get some more? I'll guess one or two more. One or two more. Okay. Okay. Take a look at the bracha after Hamavir Shalom.
Ches or Het?
Page Kof Ches in the Sefer. In the Sefer Kof Ches. And take a look at this bracha here. We say it every morning. But first, look at the Peirush inside. Moshe, come to the table. Come closer. Page Kof Ches. Vihine. Have at the bottom of the page. Vihine. You have it, Simcha? Yeah.
No.
You don't have a sefer?
No.
Oh, what's my sefer?
Okay. Oh, listen.
Okay. Listen carefully. V'hine, v'somuch le'birchas hashachar oimin yihiwot zayin. After you've completed birchas hashachar, you say the yihiwot zayin. There are actually two of them, Rabbi Isai. Two. There's one and there are two. He's going to explain why there are two. And now the avoda changes a little. And now we begin a new stage in the first stage of tefillah. I don't understand the concept, what he's saying, the depth, but I understand the words he's saying. Until the korbanos, meaning you put on your tzitzis, you put on your tefillin, you said the 18 brachas, onu oizgim lidchois ulesalek haklipos me'akadusha. I don't understand all what that means. It's a new in Kabbalah. Obviously, there's something which we have to remove in order to come and stand in front of Hashem. Klipos means aspects of tumor, which maybe we collected from sleep. It's when you start, you're in a beria chadosha, a new creation, and therefore you remove those klipos which are on the body, which are on the neshama. Valder ser onu matchilim kan lehitpalel belifoil b'ofen yashir. And now we ask for two specific things. The first, he wants, and tchila kedei lesalek olahari haklipos hachitzonim, the external features which are affecting us, v'achakach lemate koichos hadin lehashdik hamakatugim. And then we remove those mekatugim. He explains. Look at the next page. B'tchila oimim she'shtei yihivotzim. You say two yihivotzim. L'hachik hachitzoinim u'l'kosa b'yisoid b'shoyosh avoyda b'shem ha'kadmim she'shneihem nitkarnu l'tikon ha'nefesh. Both of them are made in order, written, in order to correct the nefesh. Meaning, as you're born, so there are certain klippos, aspects of tum which is on you. The first one, Harishon Shetagileinu b'Soyosecha, who laharik hachitzonim hapinim yoseinu, to remove any external features which are affecting our tefillah, which are insiders. Shenia nekiyim mikon netiyah lechet, that which would remove us from any aspect of chet, and we should be able to daven cleanly, straight, va'ovain, and any avei we have. Shiyadabik libeinu b'mitzvos Hashem. That's the first point. The second one, Shetatzileinu Hayoim, who laharchik hachitzoinim mechitzoinim, the outside features which might injure us. Shenitzo me'azei haponim, mechaveyim wo'im, shemakalklei mo'isonu u'mafuyim lanu me'avodosa, and the external features which might affect us. U'babadai wo'i lo'oimam bekavon atzuma u'bitabaton. And you should say the words very clearly and understand what you're saying. Before we go into it, Rabbi Isai, you know, in Nishmas, before we look into the second, let me just show you a Nishmas, which you say every Shabbos morning. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following. We'll look at the brachas in a minute, but first we'll listen to this one, Nishmas. We say in Nishmas as follows. Min ha'oilam bi'ad oilam atokeil. There is nobody else who can save us, upoida and redeem us, umatzim mafalis marabachal. Ahole is tzora betzuka. Every tzora and tzuka. A tzora is an outside enemy. Hamas is a tzora. Hamas is a tzora. Mitzrayim was like bordered. You couldn't leave the border. An external enemy is called a tzora. A tzuka is internal anxiety you have, pain inside. Tzora is external. Tzuka is something inside. You're affected, you're depressed. you're angry, you have anxiety, you have pain inside you. We ask Hashem to remove tzara v'tzuka. And that, I think, Rabbi, is what we're saying here in these poshul. Now look at the siddur. Now look and see what we're saying in the morning. Let's just translate the words. I can't say too much of the Hezbollah. I don't know too much about it. But let's look what the words mean. V'hi watzem v'fonecha, Hashem elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu. She'targileinu b'soyu secha. First thing in the morning, let us feel accustomed. Let it be easy for us to accommodate and accustom ourselves to Torah. It should be a rugger for us. We should be able to fix it. The dabekeinu b'mitzvah secha. And dibuk in your mitzvahs. We should connect it. The dabekeinu b'mitzvah secha. Torah needs hergel, mitzvahs need dibuk. What does it mean, dibuk? I saw that Steinman says, dibuk b'mitzvah secha mean, I do the mitzvah because of the purpose of the mitzvah. I'm not doing it for my own benefit.
Mm.
Person puts on tzitzis, why? Because of the mitzvah. Maybe a person kibud avoreim because of the mitzvah. No? Kibud avoreim is a very difficult mitzvah. I'm doing it. You're right. It's right. I'm not doing it for my own benefit. I'm doing it for my parents. Because Hashem told me to do the mitzvah. I'm doing it for that purpose. That it should be lishma. Dabkein of mitzvah secha mean, I'm not doing it for any motive of my own. I'm doing it because of the dibuk of the mitzvah. But al tivi'enu loli dei chet. And don't bring us into any aspect of accidental chet, which we do. But loli dei aveira. Aveira usually means something of immorality. That I shouldn't come to any temptation, any enticement of immorality, the ovain, or anything which is done willfully. Mm. Ask Hashem, help me that I shouldn't. This is all internal, no? These are all internal factors.
What does it mean, loy day chet, as opposed to, you know, don't bring me to the hand of chet?
I have bechira. You're right. It's a question.
Free will. As opposed to help me not to do lasois.
Yes, that's a very good question. I have my own bechira, surely. So what does it mean? In other words, that I help me to have siyata d'shmaya, that I should be able to overcome my yetzahara for doing accidental things. That I should have siyata. You're right. The language, Rav Steinman has a problem with these words. I have bechira. It's me who chooses whether to do it. So I saw in the parish of Rav Steinman in the city, he says, yes, but I should have siyata d'shmaya to be able to avoid any accidents. That's how he explains it.
I shouldn't be put into a situation where I might do a chet.
I shouldn't be in that situation. Beloli de aveira. Aveira means enticement for immorality. And oven is something on purpose. Beloli de nisoyon. Surely nisoyon is. Everyone has nisoyonus in life, no? Everyone has nisoyonus in life. What does it mean, beloli de nisoyon? Nisoyon which I'm not able to overcome. And I should be able to overcome a nisoyon. Nisoyon is a challenge. A difficulty. And everyone has nisyonos in life. Nisyonos build a person, but not one which I can't take on, which I can't accomplish. Overcoming tests, which I have. Challenges that you have. Challenges you have with your neighbors, challenges you have with money, challenges you have with family, whatever it is, you have challenges in life. I should be able to overcome my difficulties. And I shouldn't come to any embarrassment. Bizayon. But bizayon is a kapora, no? If a person has bizayonos in life, it wipes away any chatoyon. Yeah, but those bizayonos, which being a chilul Hashem, it means. It's a bizayon that I did something wrong and it's a chilul Hashem. Bizayonos are sometimes a good thing for a person.
Nahardik.
What?
Nahardik.
That's the point. Velal tashlet be liyona yetzara. My yetzara shouldn't, but I'm in control of my yetzara, no? It shouldn't be overwhelming. I should be able to overcome it. I have a desire to take something, I have a desire to look at something, to be able to be in control of my yetzara. V'harkeinu me'odom ra me'chavera. And keep me away, help me to be distant from an evil person, the chavera.
It's all in plural here, it's not in singular.
Yes. The next one is singular. What's the problem with the chavera? I'll follow him. I'll be like him. Odomor is someone who's bad. The chavera means like a shochein ra. Shochein ra, so I behave like him. I'm influenced by my environment. The dabekeinu b'yetzer, help me to be attached to my yetzer tov, that I should be able to overcome difficulties. I should have a yetzer tov and willfully act with my yetzer tov. The ma'asim tov and good acts. What's the difference between a mitzvah and a ma'isa tova? Isn't every ma'isa tova a mitzvah? What's the difference? I was thinking of that as I was looking it through. If I said dabkein of a mitzvah secha, what's ma'asim tova? Which isn't really a mitzvah. Maybe it's... So isn't every mitzvah a ma'isa tova?
No, 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 but it's voluntary.
It must be something which is voluntary. It must be something which you're not mechuyev to do.
Right.
If you choose yourself.
Right.
To do.
That's what I'm saying.
But still a kiyum mitzvah.
What's the kiyum mitzvah?
Well, no, but whatever meisim tova that a person does, it falls under a mitzvah reshus.
Yes, a mitzvah reshus. I what? Yeah.
Okay, it's a kiyum mitzvah. Whatever
kiyum
mitzvah. You smile at somebody, that's a kiyum mitzvah. But it's not.
That's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah.
Yeah,
but it's a very beautiful thing.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing. What he's saying.
Subservient over.
You can't label it as a mitzvah. Though. You couldn't put it in a shulchan up and say it's a mitzvah. That's the point.
It's not a specific mitzvah.
No, not a specific mitzvah.
Umbrella mitzvah.
Yes,
no?
An umbrella mitzvah. I think that's it. I think I don't know. What is it, Danny? What's a ma'aser tovah more than a mitzvah? What is it? Something which I think it's you're not mechut. It's voluntary, like Simcha said. It's voluntary. And let me be able to overwhelm and overcome my yitzhahora lishtabedlach to be an ebed to you. It's a beautiful expression that lishtabedloch, to be an eved. The tachlis is to be an eved Hashem. No, that's really the tachlis. Moshe Rabbeinu was called Moshe Abdi.
That's
tefil,
isn't it? To be an eved for myself.
Lishtabedloch, not to no. To
yeah,
be,
lish,
oh, that, yeah.
But it's hifil.
It's palel.
Hit palel.
Yes.
Yeah, so the diduk's very nice.
Yes, lishtabedloch, that I should be able to be control myself so to be your eved and not an eved to myself. Usneinu hayom uvachol yom. Why do we say b'chol yom? We're talking about today. We say this every day. So why do we say b'snei l'chol yom b'chol yom? Every day I say it. So why b'chol yom? I'm asking today for tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll say the same thing as well tomorrow. I'm not sure. I don't really have an answer. B'snei l'chol yom b'chol yom. I'm asking for the future as well, not just for today. Tomorrow I'm going to say the b'chol again. I'm going to say
I
want to be able to continue. Yeah, give me the schus to be able to continue. That's it, yes. It's good to do this, isn't it? We say this every single morning, but you don't think about what you're saying. L'cheinu l'chein says, do you know what you're saying? You say it all the time. What is chein? What is chein? L'chein l'chein said, chein is grace. Chein is something which is... Is it natural, chein? I think chein is grace, no? I went into a store the other day with my wife. We go in there quite often, certain place we go. And the proprietor has tremendous chayim, but he wasn't there in the store that day. And the store had no chayim for some reason. No, there were workers there, but the owner of the store had a specific... Chayim is something natural, no? Something which is over and above, grace, no? Esther motzeis chayim be'enikor. Anybody who saw Esther, she had chayim. Noach motzeis chayim. Noach had tremendous chayin inside him. Anybody who saw Noach, there was chayin inside him. In reality, if a person keeps the mitzvahs in a proper way, he should have chayin, no? He should have chayin.
It's like walking into a store and the proprietor of the store says, oh, good morning, how are you? And what can I do to help you or serve you with? That's chayin.
Yeah.
Customer service.
The Rebbe has chayin, no? The Rebbe here has chayin. This Rebbe has chayin. It's chayin. Chayin, yeah. Chayin is something. It's a gift. It's a gift, chayin.
It is a gift.
Chesed is kindness. Rachamim is mercy beinecho. Ube'enei kore'enu. And anybody who sees us. Sigmaleinu chasadim. This is a very hard phrase, Rabbi, to say. Sigmaleinu chasadim tovim. Gemol means a payment. Why a payment? Gemilas chasadim. Goymel is a payment. What's the meaning of Sigmalena Chasadim Toivim? Pay us back with Chasadim. Isn't every Chesed a Toivim? What do you mean Chesed Chasadim Toivim?
No, don't we say the start of Shmoneh Esrei?
Goymel Chasadim Toivim.
Yeah. So what is it enough to just say Goymel Chasadim, but why Toivim? Because sometimes.
No, first of all, work with the word Goymel. What's Goymel? But Goymel is a payment.
Right.
Pay me back, you know?
Yeah.
We say at the end of Maskil Adovid, Ki sigmoil alai, you should pay me back. No, I'd see a mimaske. She's paying back. What does it mean, paying back? So I think the perush in the siddur is that HaKadosh Baruch makes us feel as if he's paying us. It's like we shouldn't be embarrassed from the tovus that we get from HaKadosh Baruch. His chesed is that it appears like as if he's paying us. In reality, he's not paying us. It appears to us as if he's paying us in order to make us feel good. But they say about the mon was nama de chisufa, it was embarrassing bread. Why is it embarrassing? Because they didn't deserve it. Or they were being paid for it. In other words, not to receive something that you didn't feel you deserve it. So you feel deserving, and therefore you feel better about it. What does it mean, Hagomer Chasodim Tovim L'Am Yisrael? And why L'Am Yisrael? He's not kind to the Umas Olam as well. He's kind to the Goyim as well. He's not kind to them.
We see how many chasadim he does every day.
The goyim as well don't get chasadim tovim.
He does more to us.
He does more to us.
I mean, how many times they're trying to kill us and they don't succeed? Whatever, Baruch Hashem, it's unbelievable.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Okay, let's look at the next one. That one is internal. Now, the next one is external. Azeponim. Azeponim, how would you describe azeponim?
I don't have chayin.
Arrogant person. Umeazosponim. Azosponim is also.
What's the difference between them?
Azosponim.
It's the same shoyesh.
Azosponim and Azosponim. How would you make a difference between Azosponim and Azosponim?
We shouldn't be Azosponim
either. It's on ourselves. We ourselves. I think this is talking about, they say.
One is the person and one is the act.
Tatsilenu is talking about those people, agents outside, and the first one is talking about inside, internal. That's Tzor and Sukh, as I mentioned to you before.
We're not naturally arrogant, but they act arrogant all of a sudden.
Maybe Azosponim, yes, that's good. Maybe Azosponim, yes.
So Azosponim are those outside of us, and Azosponim is from ourselves.
Maybe could be ourselves as well. Me'odom ro, u'mechober ro, u'mishochein ro, u'mipega ro. Pega ra is a lingering evil, a pega ro.
Doesn't Adam Ra include Chavera and Shochein Ra?
No, it's just Chavera. They influence you, and Shochein Ra, Shochein Tov, and Shochein Ra. Yeah. Have a good neighbor, a bad neighbor.
If you say Adam,
it's enough.
It's inclusive of everyone. Anyone
who's
not good for you,
yes.
Whether it's a neighbor, near or far.
I looked in a few spines. Someone called Rav David Goldberg, Rosh Hashiva of Tells in Cleveland. Here, he doesn't explain it. I looked in a Steinman's safe, but he also doesn't explain it. He asked, what is it? I didn't find any prayer. I looked around. But obviously, they're all different agents. A bad person, a bad friend, and a bad neighbor. That I understand. The bad neighbor. Bad neighbor, you're influenced by a bad neighbor. And a pega is like an abomination. And the Sotan will criticize me and make an accusation against me. Mi din kosher, from a bad din, or mi bal din kosher, someone who's accusing me wrongly. Ben shu ben bruz or ben she'ena ben bruz, whether he's a Jew or he's not Jew. So basically what we're saying, the first one is me, myself. First thing in the morning, I should feel a hail girl for toyo. I should feel, start with a good start in the day. Good start in the day is, I should feel easy with toyo. That's my first request. And I should be connected to mitzvahs. It shouldn't be hard for me. It shouldn't be strange to me. Interesting. We say on Motzi Shabbos, no? What do we say on Umbudu Barkim Bi Yerosecha, no? Can we say on Motzi Shabbos in Maya? We say something in Afochal Antoni. I was thinking of the Lashon there is a little different. We say Umbudu Barkim. Look at Maya with a Motzi Shabbos. Yeah. We say, again, Chasuchu Mikol Reit Umenukim Umbudu Barkim Bi Yerosecha. And attached to your ear. It must mean mitzvahs there. Dibuk is mitzvahs and Helgad is Torah. Medu bakim b'yosecha, attached to your ear. It must mean mitzvahs and Helgad is Torah. Should be easy for me. I remember I have a friend, he's a wonderful person, a very close friend. He had told me, when you start learning Gemara, you feel the Gemara is your biggest enemy. He hides things from you. He's hiding this, he's hiding that. Until he becomes your friend. Then when he becomes your friend, then you feel that. But in the beginning, he's your enemy. Why do you hide this from me? He's hiding everything. Tosfos is hiding things. He's hiding things.
Seems to be a long-term issue.
No, hiding things. Why is he hiding? Why is he? Tell me straight. You have to work at it to understand it. Then eventually becomes your best friend. Hopefully. Not too late. Okay, let's move on to the Akedah, Rabbi Yisai. Look at the Akedah now. I don't know. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. I look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph. It's toiv to say the Akedah every day. It's not a halacha. It's toiv. Loshon of the Chofetz Chaim is, it's good to say it in Siman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. It's good to say the Akedah. If you can say it, it's good also to say Parshas Hamon as well. But I don't think it's a mitzvah like the Karbonos are. The Loshon of the Chofetz, it's toiv. It's a good minhag. It's a good halacha. Here's the reason why. Well, it softens and sweetens any din against us. There were two reasons for the benefit of saying the Akedah. The first is the actual essence of the Akedah, and the second one is the Schus Obei Shabbat. Two things. The actual Akedah itself, the Maisa which happened with the binding of Isaac, and also the implication which comes out of it of Schus Obei. Mitzad Inyan Hakedah, as far as the Akedah itself, Shaharei Mavua Bekama Makoimas, it's explained, Rabbeinu Bachai said. It's a beautiful point he's saying here. What happened at the Akedah? Avram was Mesamel Midas HaChesed. Avram represented kindness in the world. Yitzchak represented Gevurah in the world. You have two qualities here. Avram was Chesed and Yitzchak was Gevurah. Now, at the time of the Akedah, Ne'ekad v'nichta Midas HaGevurah Tachas Midas HaChesed. No? Yitzchak was bound up and controlled by the Midah of Chesed, because Avraham Avinu was going to overcome Yitzchak. In other words, he was going to, the Koach of Chesed was overwhelming the Koach of Din, because Yitzchak was Din and Avraham was Chesed. V'zeh mituk Koach HaDin. And therefore, the implication of the Akedah is it softens any Din against us. It shouldn't be so hard. It's a very interesting point. The Midah of the Akedah was saying it is that the koyach of chesed overwhelms the koyach of din. B'lachein al yedei aminos parashas ha'akedah anu ma'orim es mituk ha'din. By saying the akedah, we are arousing chesed over din. Shenasa beis akedah. Mitam zeh yesh oimim she'ein la'im v'bish. And that's one of the reasons why we don't say the akedah on Shabbos. Ki b'Shabbos ein donim v'ein la'im v'esim. We don't say it. But the concept of the akedah itself, chesed overwhelmed din. So by saying the akedah, you are arousing the koyach of chesed over din. Beautiful. The second point is a little bit more well known. There's a tremendous chus obeis which is implied in inside this. The mipneisha ein lanu smach al ma lismoich. We have no basis for standing up by ourselves. Ela al chus aboisein akod. The only reason why we're here and we exist is because of the chus of our ancestors. The tremendous merit which we derive from the Akedah, whether by Avraham or Yitzchak, but the enormous schus which comes out from there, that we should arouse. That's why we say it on Rosh Hashanah. The Leilin Rosh Hashanah is the Akedah because it arouses schus obeis. The Kabbalah Baruch Hu should accept our prayers with great rachamim, with great compassion. By saying the Akedah, that's a tremendous lesson of Schus Obeis. V'zeh moel neged hakatroigim afilu b'yom adin she'Yisrael oimdim b'tzar mipnei hakatroigim. This stands in tremendous merit for people, the accusations which are made of a person individually or against Klal Yisrael in the time of great difficulty. She'nizka akedas Yitzhak u'bazeh lo nifka v'shut, and therefore we shouldn't have any problems at all. I once saw, Rabbi Isaac, an incredible picture. It was based on a shiur by someone called Rebbitz and Judith Grunfeld, Dan Grunfeld's wife. She gave a shiur once, and she said as follows, that the only reason why all these great yeshivas exist, for example, Lakewood in New Jersey, Ponovich and Bnei Brak, and all the Mir Yeshiva, she said, is because of what happened in Auschwitz and the camps. She said, the schus of all those people, the Karbonos, brought out the schus of Torah in our times. That's the reason why. Someone drew a picture of the ashes coming out from Auschwitz and going into all the yeshivas. It's a magnificent, I saw the picture, beautiful picture. So the reason why we're here today probably, living in Eretz Yisrael, is in their schools. Who knows? To live in Eretz Yisrael like this, we're doing sitting and learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael, with such nachas, it's schus of all those people beforehand, what happened in Germany. She gave a whole shiur on it. Schus obeis. We live on because of schus obeis. Enormous merit, those people who died, and for that schus we are able, the yeshivas and all the Think about it. Why? What have we done to deserve to come and live in Eretz Yisrael? Many people, they could never come here. Never come here. How come we're here? How come we're living here? Let me tell you in Eretz Yisrael.
It's
chusonos. Nothing else, Danny. Nothing else.
Can you also say the source of the Torah is being learned here now? Like the Mesiras Nefesh, the...
But how did it begin? How did it start? I'm starting. Baruch Hashem, we're maintaining it by learning Torah now.
There are 400 Bachrim in the modern state of Israel.
Yes. This is tremendous schus there. That's tremendous.
It keeps it going. It keeps connected.
Yes. Ba'al kein kosav ha-mishnah bu'ah. B'shem ha-beis Yosef. Deloi dai ba'amir ba'alma. You shouldn't just say the Akedah simply chanting it. Think about what you're saying. We say it in order to arouse chus avos, that we should also have the ability to be able to have mesiras nefesh like Yitzchak did. We pick up the investment of Swiss Obos by following in their ways. That's what, when we say Zeicher Chasdei Obos, it means I could never behave like Avraham Avinu. No, but if you're on the track, you might be 5,000 miles down the track, far away. But if you act with Chesed, so you can pick up Swiss Obos, that's what it means in the first Zeicher Chasdei Obos. How can I be Zeicher to it? If I act with Chesed, so I am emulating Yitzchak, Avraham Yitzchak, and I pick up that merit comes for me. If a person acts in the way of the Obos, then he can be Zeicher to Swiss Obos. If you don't act with Chesed, then you can't get the merit of Swiss Obos, can't move out. One has to act a certain way in order to pick up Swiss Obos. That's what he's saying here. Let's just finish off with something. So the Zohar, it's kedai for people in Klal Yisrael in Golus to mention the Akedah every day, in order to protect them from any evil scenarios. The kol yotzev oimer al tas leumuma, don't touch them at all. Schus abihem togen aleim, and the schus of the others will protect them. Mikol hamikrim roim, mesayim sham ubar nefesh vayevatel oisa b'shum of inya. Says the Zohar, person who's caring will be careful to say the Akedah every day. B'goyim tov gedol lo b'chol Yisrael. Let me just develop this point a little bit. The merit of the Akedah is really the mesiras nefesh, tremendous mesiras nefesh, which they did to do something. But I want to show you something which I saw in Chaim Shmulevitz, which woke me up to something quite unique, I think, of what does it mean, Mesiras Nefesh. Reb Chaim brings out the Akedah, but he also talks about Kiryas Yamsu. Well, so take a look at these fellows, take a look at these sheets. I wanted to show you something, how you would define it, Mesiras Nefesh, or Reb Chaim Shmulevitz defined Mesiras Nefesh. In other words, Avraham Avinu exhibits tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. But look at this passage of Reb Chaim. I find it enlightening. Let's see what he says here. Look at this lashon. Look what Chaim says. Look what Chaim says. I never thought of it like this ever until I saw this. I saw this inside. I never believed this is what Mesiras Nefesh is. Oh, Dovid, I didn't see you there. Kishaomdu Yisrael al Yam, Hayu Hashvotim Menatzrim Ze im Ze. They were arguing each one with the other. Ze Oimer, Ein Ani Yoyre Techila Yom. Ze Oimer, Ein Ani Yoyre Techila Yom. Each one said, I will not go into the Yam. Kofatz Nachshon Ben Amina, Do Abiyor the Yam Techila. Last week's Parsha. The Zocha Mishum Kach Lahakwebes Korbano Rishoin. Kamosha Omu Chazal, Omer Hakodesh Boch Lamoshe. Someone who went into the sea first, then it came to the Mishkan, Yehuda was who Yaakov Tachila. That's why Yehuda, Shebi Yehuda, brought first by the Mishkan. But Yesh Litmoa, look at the question of Reb Chaim. How come they didn't want to go into the Yam first? Am Yisrael amun al Mesiras Nefesh. Kal Yisrael are based on Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh is a tremendous thing. Don't tell me they weren't prepared. They didn't want to go in. There was no Mesiras Nefesh by anybody to go in. No?
Mesiras Nefesh and just walking into the Midbar. Because Mesiras Nefesh to take to Shech the Korban Pesach.
So what's the definition of Mesiras Nefesh? How would you find
There's
this?
There's another level here. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Look what he said. What is so great about the Akedah? She'ad soif ha'doiros oichlim Yisrael eschara. Until the end of time, we're having all the schar of the Akedah. V'arei b'chol ha'doiros mosu Yisrael es nafshom es b'neihem al kiddush Hashem. They were always doing that.
Nobody was the first. He was the first.
But what is it? What's the definition of it? Umitzad atzma kosha hoya hadova ma'oid. Barak la'acha she'avrom b'yitzvak mosu nashon. Only because of Avrom and Yitzvak they were able to do that. After that, there is a shayresh of Mesiras Nefesh, because they set the trend inside the genes almost. The fact that we're able to Mesiras Nefesh is because of Avrom and Yitzvak. The Maisa Akeda, the Avon Mosa Nasha, the Hikonais, the Kimshon Horesh, Nitvak Kayach, Shazeb, because Avon Mavin was prepared to do that, therefore we have the Kayach to do that. Umeato Kodish Yisrael Muchamase. Now, so what does it mean that it wouldn't jump in? What does it mean they will not go into the water?
Sorry?
What does it mean? Why wouldn't they go in? They wouldn't be Moshe Nefesh. The Shvatim wouldn't be Moshe Nefesh. What does it mean they wouldn't go in? There was no Mesiras Nefesh. No one was prepared to go in. Look what he says. Look what Abraham says.
It's a whole nation.
Be Bion.
It's a whole nation. It's not an individual. No,
it wouldn't. No one was prepared to go into the water. No one would be Moshe Nefesh to go into the water. He did. Only he was the only one. No one else was prepared to do that. Hashem said, "Go in." No, we're not going in. What does it mean? Look how Abraham explains it. The Achein Vaday Im Hayu Metzuvim Lihikanes LeYam Kedei Limsa Es Nafshon the Misa. If it would have been for Misa, then they would have gone in. Hayu Kaisim LeYam Kishechad Bli Heses Avega Ela Shehim Nitzabu Lihikanes LeYam Amanas Linotzel. Look at the deal here.
Right.
They went in order to be saved, not that they would die. They weren't being Moshe Nefesh. The question wasn't to be Moshe Nefesh
to die.
It was to be ordered to be saved. That's an unbelievable level of the Mesiras Nefesh. Did it work out well? Not that it work out badly, not I'm giving up my life. No one was on that daga. When you go into the water in order to be saved, hear what he's saying here. It's an incredible chiddush here, I think. Mesiras Nefesh means that it will yes work out, not it won't work out. As if it's dry land. They didn't get into that laga. Nachshon was the only one. That's an incredible thought. He went in believing that it would be okay, it would be dry land. But the water was rising up against him.
Right up his neck.
It'll be fine. Nothing will happen. Everything will. It's dry land. What do you mean? Not to die, but just to be saved. I find that incredible. Happy of Chaim here. Not if Mesiras Nefesh, not Mesiras Nefesh, it won't work out. It will be okay. It'll be safe. No, it's incredible chiddush here. The tzivui to save yourself by going in the water. Save myself by going in the water, but the water is rising up against me. This is what you said, Rafi. It wasn't that they were going into a place of death. There's going to be no difficulty. Everyone's going to work out. Everything's going to be fine in the middle. All the dangers in the desert, and they don't feel anything. Everything's going to be fine. That's an unbelievable level of Mesiras Nefesh. If Hashem goes to say it'll work out, it's as if they're walking on a normal inhabited land. Mokum Gina is the face of gardens and orchards. That's what it means. Natural circumstances did not affect them. Don't be worried about what the six. Everything will be fine. Everything will work out well. Moshe Latino Hanisa by a child who's being helped, carried by the mother. The Tina doesn't work because my mother's holding me. Once my mother's holding me, everything will be out. It's an unbelievable level of Mesiras Nefesh. It doesn't mean that. What did Avraham Avinu think as he was shechting Yitzchak? Keeping Yitzchak, Yitzchak will be the one of the family. But he's shechting him. It'll work out. It'll work out. It wasn't Mesirat Nefesh to kill him, but I was promised by Hashem, Ki Biyitzot Yikar Lozor. So how can I do this act? What did he mean? What did it mean? How could he do it? What happened to the promise of the Kodesh Baruch Hu? The promise will stay. How do you explain it, Eliezer? How do you explain it here? That it will be good. Not that it would be bad, it will be good. Mesirat Nefesh means to have the sacrifice that everything will be fine, everything will work out well.
Yeah, that's, I mean, in the Midbar, the Anani Kavod went before the Bnei Yisrael, clearing out the countryside.
But when they started, when they went out first, when they went out before, you mean the Anani Kavod led them in front of them?
Yes.
Therefore, they saw everything was okay.
Yes.
But it's a Midbar, How do you know everything's going to work out?
Yeah, I know, but the snakes and the scorpions and everything else that as they traveled along.
Shemaini Sumchaye.
Again, but look at the place, look what's going on.
He's going to slaughter him, but he knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu could also revive him.
Revive him, that's the point. How do you explain Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah by the winter of the Kibshon Ha'ish? What, they go in, went in to die? You haven't got the end of this movie, Rav Chaim says it. That's exactly, they thought everything would be okay. They went in the Kibshon Ha'ish believing everything would be fine.
Yeah, but
Not that they would die.
Yeah, but who went into the Kibshon Ha'ish and didn't come out alive? That was because...
Choron.
Because his machshava wasn't...
No, it wasn't clear. When Avraham thing went, he went into the Kibshon Ha'ish, what did he think? It'll be fine. You find the burning.
He'll look after me.
Yes, he'll look after me. That's incredible. That's not Mesirat Nefesh. It'll work out. It'll be good. Who thinks that Mesirat Nefesh will be fine? I think that's a lesson for us, Rabbi Yisai. When you have Mesirat Nefesh, don't think I'm sacrificing. Everything will be fine. If I, and I do something with Mesirat Nefesh, it will work out well. Not that I'm going to have to suffer because of it. No, I'm doing something which will only turn out good. I'm not Mesirat Nefesh that it'll be bad. Mesirat Nefesh will be good.
So the picture in the Torah that is painted with Abraham with the Machelis, just about to...
Yes.
His shleimus was that he was going to do it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But what happened to the promise, Eliezer? The promise was the Yitzhak will be the one.
One, absolutely. So you just have to say that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's absolutely orchestrating...
But what's in his mind? It'll be fine. Everything will work out well. Mesirat Nefesh is not that everything will work out bad, but nevertheless I have to suffer. No. Mesirat Nefesh means it'll be good. That's what Nachshon did. I'm walking into dry land, but you're walking into the sea. It's an incredible chiddush, Rav Chaim is saying it, that none of them had that dagger to be able to go into something
and
be happy with it.
I can look backwards and look at all the nisyonot that I've been through in 76 years of life. And here I am learning Torah, sitting in with you here. Like, excuse me?
It worked out well.
Yeah.
It worked out well. That's hindsight, Elliot. That's hindsight.
I know, but you can't look
time,
forward.
At the time.
You can't look forward. You can only see back how your life... You turn the page. Oh, right.
Yes.
You don't know going forward. You only know backwards.
But Nachshon was the only one to go in and realize it's going to be good. I'm going to live.
But you could wonder that all the guys around you. Oh God, Nachshon, you go in first. Yeah. Go on, you try. You see what
happens. You see what happens to you. Yes.
Yeah. You see what happens.
They wouldn't go in.
Nobody else was bothered.
No.
Oh God, you try.
It's incredible chiddush of kind of telling you. Mesirat Nefesh means it will be good, not that oh dear, I'm going to have to suffer because of it. No. Zelo avla, Zeyetov. It's a beautiful chiddush.
Yeah, very
okay. I wanted to tell you something else, which there's no time now. Next week we'll go into something a little bit about the Machalis, which I wanted to show you a beautiful point.
Oh, go on.
About
right,
no, it's too late now. I've got my own.
Oh.
My own is at 9:15.
Upstairs, by the way.
Oh, it's upstairs again?
Yeah, they moved it upstairs.
Okay.
Because there's a...
That's the thing. She used to. Lo she used to.